Welcome to Dímelo Columbus, a site that features new Latina, Latino, and Latinx voices from Columbus, Ohio, each week. Looking at Adam Hernandez's art will take you to another place, a place where surreal creatures meet heroic figures, all cast in vibrant hues. Hernandez has called Columbus home for the past 9 years, and I'll let him tell you about his journey to the city and his art.
My name's Adam Hernandez. I'm a painter that originally from the Bronx, New York. I've lived here in Columbus for about 9 years now.
So how did you come to Columbus? I know we talked a little bit about this.
So I followed a girl out here, and things didn't work out, but I stuck around. I really fell in love with this city. I like the kind of chill atmosphere. I always describe it as like a nice balance between a big city and a small town. There's always things to do. You can go out, it has like a nice nightlife, cool music scene, cool art scene. But then also if you just kind of want to like chill, and you can drive a half hour outside the city and be lost in the wilderness. So I don't know, I like that balance. And it's like really affordable to live here as well. So
do you think that that's also had an impact on your work?
I mean, I guess I've kind of always been doing like whimsical creatures and characters and stuff, but I think I've like find it a little more as I've gotten older and a little more mature. I've like been a little more conscientious of what I'm doing, not just kind of free flowing. Like my art has definitely influenced of like things from my past and my youth and growing up in the Bronx, but also I guess there's some influence here just from the people I've met and research I've done, books I've read.
Your art is a really awesome distinctness to it that does, like you say, kind of introduces this whimsical and
yeah. There's a guy named Joseph Campbell. He was, like, a modern-day mythologist, and he, like, kind of specialized in just, like mythology from, like, all cultures, from, like, I don't know, from, like, the Epic of Gilgamesh to Star Wars, you know? And, like, he did this, like, PBS documentary series, like, a year or two before he died. He died the year I was born, actually, in 1987. He was interviewed by Bill Moyer, and pretty much, like, he, like, one of his big theories or philosophies was that in all cultures, like, no matter what the myth is, there's always, like, similar themes throughout it. And, like, it's just, he kind of pointed out the fact that no matter where you're from on this planet, like, you're going to connect with certain stories and certain mythologies. And just, like, that there's just something running in innately in us humans that we want to be told stories, we want to learn from things like that. Like the parables of Jesus or the teachings of, like, monks or something like that. Anyway, so that kind of inspired me for, like, I had been doing, like, these, like, kind of bird creatures, and I was like, I need to create my own mythology. I created this mythology called the Land of Thunderbirds. And, like, different birds, like, symbolize different themes. And I've realized since that, like, I've made that conscious decision that, like, these creatures are going to exist in this universe or mythology. That's kind of helped me give them a little more life, and I care about them a little more, so I invest more in it.
No, that makes total sense. You're kind of like authoring your own story with your artwork too, right?
Yeah.
How would you characterize that realm?
So recently my family, like last Thanksgiving, we went to Puerto Rico for the first time. And it was kind of weird. So I had done a painting that I called The Land of Thunderbirds. And it was like kind of like these abandoned buildings, and like nature had kind of overtaken, so there's like vines growing on them. I like to go like explore abandoned places, and I always think it's cool when like artists have done graffiti on like an old building, and then like plants are growing over it and stuff. So it's definitely like an aesthetic influence on like the work that I do. So then like going to Puerto Rico, seeing like a lot of the island, because the economy isn't very good, like there are places that look exactly like the paintings, and it was just like this weird thing. It's like I'd never been there before. It's like, what is this weird, like, instilled genetic thing or something? I don't know. But, so I guess that's, like visually what it's inspired by. So it's, like, this is, like, the artist statement. This is a journey to a place where time and space melt away. There are no rules. The gods and fates are not fair. This is a realm of imagination, fierce beauty, and endless unknown. You must open your heart and mind. This is a world without countries or borders. History is written in the sky. Matter is ever moving. This is the new take on the urban jungle. Giant birds nest in the ruins of once great cities. To survive here, you must put away fear. This is not our land. We must fight and strive to earn our stay. This is the end and the beginning. This is the Land of Thunderbirds.